If you're like lots of people, you're suffering a post-holiday food hangover after eating some combination of chocolate, ham, eggnog, and mashed potatoes. It's no big mystery, then, that New Year's resolutions often focus on dieting, or at least talking about it.
So my goal is actually to reach my ideal BMI.
Stop smoking, lose weight, make more money, exercise, join the gym.
I plan to eat more vegetables and stick with chicken and fish, which I'm okay with.
The thing is to eat everything in moderation, even ice cream.
Psychologist Charlotte Markey is tired of the eating fads that sweep the nation every January. She's written a new book, Smart People Don't Diet, and she joins us here in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
So your advice seems to be pick foods and eating habits that you really can keep up for your entire life. Is that it?
That's definitely it. We don't want people to do things that are just for the short term. We want people to think about the long term.
And why is the long term so important?
Well, I mean, I think most dieting approaches are very short term and they're catchy, they're fast, they're intended to be painless, but usually they don't actually work out that way. And people may lose weight, but they usually just gain it back. And that up and down of weight loss and weight gain can not just frustrate people, but can have some real negative consequences.
Negative how?
Well, I mean, I think emotional consequences can be very negative, right? That up and down. So it's hard not to feel like a failure if you gain all the weight back. And then even just metabolic and physical consequences can be pretty negative.
You talk about fad diets in the book. What's a fad diet? How do I know this is not the right one to choose?
Right. Well, I mean, I think most diets you've heard of are fad diets, probably. And it seems that the diets that are the most extreme and just the craziest get the most attention. And I think for people like me who study these issues empirically, it's just incredibly frustrating to watch people try the, you know, low-carb approach over and over again and just usually fail over and over again.
And what does the science say about that? We're mostly going to get that weight back?
Yeah. I mean, you know, after any given time on a diet, usually these studies look at about 2 years out. People have lost 0 pounds and oftentimes have gained weight. So the net result of going on most of these diets is to lose nothing or to gain weight. So, I mean, how can you possibly recommend that?
A lot of the diets that I've chosen in the past, it's like cut out a whole big category of food and just make that your forbidden food.
Right.
Does that mess with our heads?
Yeah. I mean, I think what it does is it just elevates those foods into foods we want that much more usually. And so, you know, if you say you can't have carbs, which has been just, you know, a longstanding trend now, then what do you want? You want bread. You want pasta. And it just seems to be psychologically a much more adaptive approach to say like, well, you know, maybe a lot of bread isn't a great idea. There's not a lot of nutritional value in some of it, perhaps. But I can have some of it sometimes. And once people get that more moderate mindset, they usually are much more successful in the long run.
One of your suggestions is that people record everything that they eat, very honestly, for only about a week.
Right.
How does that help?
Well, I think that a lot of times we're all in denial about what we really eat. And I will periodically do this as well. And I always surprise myself even, you know, how many little snacks you can have here or there, or, you know, the secretariat, my work has, you know, candy in her office, how many times I grab a piece of that. Mm-hmm. So I think the first step needs to be just coming to terms with our habits. And once we come to terms with our habits, then we can gradually change them.
And the things that I drink count too? I have to count those up as well?
Yeah, I mean, drinks are the easiest way to lose weight usually, just changing what we drink. I mean, most of us are not drinking probably enough water. So it's just such a simple way to drop out a few hundred calories a day for many people.
Let's talk about husbands and wives. So
yes.
I am married to a Midwest guy, a big one who loves cheeseburgers.
Right.
And I love him and I want to spend time with him and we end up spending time eating cheeseburgers together.
Right.
How can I stop that from happening?
Well, you know, it's tricky because we tend to adopt the eating habits of the people that we spend time with. And it's also really tricky to figure out how to have this conversation with your partner without completely insulting them. So I do think it's important to tread carefully and maybe just to say, hey, I love you and we both love cheeseburgers. But if we want to be around eating cheeseburgers for a long time, then maybe we should only do it once a week. A lot of my research has actually looked at romantic partners and eating behaviors and body image, and we know that we're influencing each other, and communicating about this stuff may feel like navigating a landmine, but it doesn't mean that it can't be done. In fact, in some of my research, we force couples to sit down and talk about these issues. And when we started doing this, we thought, oh my gosh, they're going to fight and people are going to be throwing things. This is really risky what we're doing here. And a lot of times at the end of it, they thank us because no one's ever given them the opportunity to just sit down and say, listen, we really should eat better, or I love you so much just how you are, but I'm worried about your health or my health.
So you're telling us not to diet, but isn't telling us not to diet kind of a diet plan in itself?
Yeah, that's sort of a trick question, but you're right. I mean, I think that people do need to do something. We are dealing with pretty staggering rates of obesity in this country. Mm-hmm. So it's not to say that my approach suggests just do nothing, eat whatever you want all the time. But what I really am trying to present is a different way to think about these issues. So not to think about them in the short term and not to think about it as just fast and easy and something that you can do for a week or a month, but just think about it as your life, right? What do you want to do for the rest of your life that will be healthy and, you know, hopefully leave you lighter as well?
Charlotte Markey's book is Smart People Don't Diet. Thank you and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.